Hey guys, good evening. Gohar Chaudhary here. I want to thank you for being on another free traffic intensive webinar where we discuss different methods of getting free traffic. I'm excited about tonight's call because I have video traffic expert Andy Jenkins. I mean, we've covered social traffic, we've covered SEO traffic, we've covered article traffic. And one of the topics that I wanted to cover was video traffic, and then here comes along Andy Jenkins. And in the middle of his launch for Video Boss, which I think is going to definitely coincide with what we're going to talk about tonight. So I think this is going to be it's going to be a great call. Why are these free traffic webinars? Well, number one, because it is free, and when you can get anytime you can get free traffic, that you want to get as much as you can. Believe it or not, I had spent some time with a friend over the last week, and he had shown me his CPA account. And with free traffic alone, the guy was doing, and I was completely blown away. With free traffic, he was doing around $25,000 a day in CPA commissions. So, I mean, you don't have to worry about ROI or gross margin or anything like that, because with free traffic, it's free. You don't pay anything for it. So over the course of these free traffic webinars, what I've done is I've invited a number of free traffic specialists to cover free traffic methods over the next few weeks. Here we are in 2010. I've managed to snag Andy to do the first one for 2010. We've had guys in the past such as Jason Potas, Jason Ketzenbach, Jeff Johnson, Robert Grant, and Mike Liebner. And here we are now to talk about free traffic intensive training when it comes to videos. Now, biggest challenges today, I've gone over this with you guys in the previous webinars. It's always traffic and time. Obviously, the more targeted traffic you can get, the more money you're going to make. And everybody knows that our time is not limited. Many of you have families, kids, jobs, so you're looking at a way to maximize your time to get the best return as far as income online. What I'm hoping you'll achieve out of these webinars, and especially tonight with Andy, is to get more traffic, more leads, and more sales, and obviously at the end of that, more money. This entire webinar will be transcribed and placed at my blog, GoHarChaudhary.com, along with a replay of this webinar. Now, who is Andy Jenkins? Now, if you haven't heard of who Andy Jenkins is, he is the co-founder of StomperNet, which if you've been online for a while, pretty much everybody knows what StomperNet is. It's probably the biggest marketing membership group on the Internet that teaches all facets of Internet marketing, all the way from pay-per-click to SEO to all the video marketing. And you might, anytime you see a real funky video in Internet marketing, chances are Andy Jenkins either made it or was at least behind it in the development of that video. If you had a chance to see Andy Jenkins' pre-launch videos, he was behind helping some of Jeff Walker's videos and Amish Shah's videos for his recent Magic Bullet system launch, which sold out fairly quick. The other thing with Andy is that he's a brilliant marketer because he does practice what he preaches because he knows what he's talking about. And one of the things that I've countlessly seen over time as that he would demonstrate is his SEO experience with its medieval products. I guess you got a fascination with that kind of stuff, Andy?
Yeah, it's a strange fetish. Okay. Yeah, I actually got started in the business before I became Internet marketing educator, an IME, which just sounds better than guru, right?
Yeah.
I actually made my living by opening up e-commerce stores on the Yahoo platform, cheap little $40 a month stores. And the first store that I ever made was one called A2 Armory, which sells medieval weapon replicas. So, you know, swords, armor, shields, helmets, medieval costumes, just because, you know, when I was a kid, I was a big Dungeons & Dragons fan. So I just thought it was the coolest thing that I could make money doing that, and I didn't care if I made, you know, a couple extra $100 a month. And in the first year, I did six figures, and then by year three, it was doing about $1 million a year, and said, hey, this is cool. So I decided to expand and ended up at one point having six e-commerce stores selling stuff from wall tapestries and decor to sports collectible memorabilia to, I mean, just, you know, all kinds of, I concentrated on the disposable income market. So fancy stuff, fun fancy stuff that people don't need as a commodity. And it went real well for me. And so I actually got into this business of teaching by writing an ebook about how to build Yahoo stores. And that was back in 2001, I think, is when I published that ebook.
Wow. Let me ask you this, Andy. Before you came out with, I know you were the funky guy behind all the funky videos for Stompernet, but my impression was that you were more of an SEO guy, and that's primarily what you did. Now that I've learned that you have actually a film production background and you actually almost had a feature film out in Hollywood, now I realize that your background is more in film and video production. Well, that's right.
I went to NYU Film School back in the 80s, and I've actually had several feature films released. I am a principal in a company called Haxon Films, and my position there is their post-production supervisor. And Haxon, you probably never heard of them, but Haxon is responsible for the Blair Witch Project. And so, you know, starting in the, I guess it was the early 90s, you know, I started doing feature film. But before that, I was doing feature film, television commercial editing. I worked for NFL Films for several years, editing for Inside the NFL. Yeah, so my past life, real interesting kind of circuitous journey, my past life was as a filmmaker, a media arts professional. And then I just got burnt out. You know, I mean, it's not uncommon to work 6-12-hour days in a row as an editor. And then, you know, if you're going to do it for a corporation, you're going to make peanuts. And so I was actually a freelancer and did real well. I mean, my day rate was $700 mm-hmm. back in the 90s, but got burnt out. And so in about 99, started doing research about selling e-commerce stuff. And it did so well that up in 2003, I decided, since my business was pretty much running itself, that I was going to get back into the feature film market. But instead of being an artist, be a producer. And so that's when I started working with Haxon, and we've since, you know, sold in 2004, started production on a film called Altered, finished that, sold that to Universal, and then a couple years ago started production on a film with Amy Smart called Seventh Moon, finished that, sold that to Lionsgate, and are in development on a couple of other things. So I'm kind of doing both things at once. And, you know, the whole genesis of this product that I've been doing recently, Video Boss, was simply because, you know, I had sold my position at Stompernet. You know, I took a buyout and decided that there was some things that I wanted to concentrate on, and I wanted to concentrate only on the things that I could do while I was breathing. I didn't have to think about. And video production and film production and storytelling happens to be one of them. So that's how I ended up here. But in the interim, you know, I got 9 really good solid years being a marketer and figuring out traffic and figuring out search engine optimization and pay-per-click. I got really very fascinated with the whole concept of sales psychology and viewer engagement psychology. And so, you know, had my own Tobii eye tracking machine where I could track people's eyes on websites and generate my own heat maps. And I've been called an analytics, you know, junkie, you know, back before Google Analytics was Google Analytics, when it was called Urchin. You know, I always installed that stuff on my site. And I'd play with things like font size, font type, I'd play with white space. I mean, I just really enjoyed that stuff. And it's kind of come full circle because, you know, the whole concept of doing video relies on something that's built in to our physiology naturally, which is we like to look at things that move, we like to hear stories, and we like to see people. And those are the most engaging things, better than any kind of page layout, better than any kind of color scheme. And, you know, when I started to use video to market back in 2006, the thing that just struck me was, you know, I don't mind saying this, I'm a lousy copywriter. I mean, I can write fun and engaging words, but to the extent that, you know, John Carlton and Clayton Makepeace are copywriters, and Frank Kern is an amazing copywriter, and John Reese is an amazing copywriter, I can't hold a candle to those guys. But what I realized was that if I could leverage what I do think I have some skill in, which is storytelling, which is the essence of what I used to do, I might be able to turn that into a marketing technique, and tried it out in 2006. And the result was Stompernet. So it worked out pretty well, and every other launch I did, every other product launch that I did, anytime I would ever consult for any of our clients, you know, I'd always, I was like a broken record. Like, hey, have you tried video yet? And, you know, it was always, I don't know, it sounds complicated, yada, yada. But every single time somebody took my advice and tried video, you know, a couple of interesting phenomena happened. The traffic that they already had became much more valuable because their close ratios just went through the roof. And just recently, because all of our social portals like Facebook and Google and Yahoo and Bing and the places that we go to hang out as a culture, as a bunch of people, they are making room for and honoring the use of video because they know it's a more effective communication and sales medium, so they give it props. So, you know, I mean, one of the videos goer, the first one, I sort of demonstrated how, you know, yes, it would be very difficult to get to the first page of Google for the search phrase, how to bake a cake. Because you've got companies like the Learning Channel, who have 900 backlinks. And just by for people that don't know what that means, it's very simple. It's a bunch of other websites and web pages out on the internet that are all linking with anchor text, which is the blue underlined links, that are pointing at your site. And so, you know, that's 900 that the Learning Channel had in order to be number one for how to bake a cake. Well, you know, you do a little research and you see that right there in the same search results, and which would be arguably the 3 and 4 position, are two videos, one from YouTube and one from Howcast, and they've got 9 links. And so, you know, we're talking 1/10 the effort, literally, 1/10 there, I'm sorry, 1/100 the effort. And again, this, you know, this is anecdotal as much as it is anything else. 1/100 of the effort, and these guys are pacing the Learning Channel, which is its own cable company. So, you know, my position on video, why video? And I know that necessarily wasn't the question, but, you know, this is the first time you and I have ever done a webinar together, so good luck getting a word in edgewise. the why video is because it works. Because it is the single most engaging medium to get people to pay attention to what you're doing. People don't want to buy from words anymore. They will, but don't want to. And the only time that they'll even think about buying from words is when it's associated with a product that you already have some interest or knowledge of. You know, you've been doing some research. Let's say you decided that you're going to buy yourself a new flat-screen television. Well, you know, you don't just decide to go online, pick the first search term that comes up, and buy it from the first site that's got the thing available. I mean, what are your other options? Number one, you go to a big box retailer, and you talk to a salesperson. You engage a human, and the human tells you what the deal is and gives you advice and points you in the same direction. Well, if you go online and you provide that same level of experience, which is, I'm going to have a dude or a woman tell me why this television is the television that I want, but interact with me like a human. Don't just, hey, this Panasonic plasma is the very best plasma in the world. You know, and that's one of the liberating things about video is I think some people have this misconception that if you're going to show up and do video, that you've got to be Willie Mays Hayes and pitch. You don't. You got to be Jane Smith or Norma Jean from Macon, Georgia, because people want to buy from people. They don't want to buy from words unless they already know about it, and at that point, they'd still rather buy from people. So in that way, video is profoundly powerful. It's profoundly powerful because the places that we go to get information, to get pointed in the right direction, like Google and Yahoo and MSN, they're making room for this. And, you know, the fact is, as long as you can get easy traffic with video and then send your traffic to a video pitch that is going to close... Gosh, I don't, you know, I mean, it's real interesting. People, this is a fun fact. You know, I used to have analytics about how video was affecting my e-commerce retail sites. And it would always be upwards of about 8%, an 8% lift. People don't have as many analytics anymore on text and pictures versus video because it's so obvious when they start to do video. They're so excited about having video up on their destination page, their landing page, sending their traffic to the video, sending pay-per-click to their video. They don't bother testing to get to the ultimate analytical decision or judgment. They're just like, good Lord, it's pulling it, you know, 5-1. I'm just going to mess with video. So it's like there's a dearth or an absence of analytical data on how much it outpulls it, because it's on the order of 3, 4, 5, and 6 times. So that's slide. What's well, next, man?
Well, let me ask you this, Andy. Okay, from strictly from an SEO point of view. Okay, I've done a search. You've done a search. Everybody on this call has done a search on Google, and then occasionally, not necessarily all the time, in the first page of results, you see a video listed. It could be in the number 2 position, number 1 position, number 5 position. Do you have any statistical data that suggests that those links that show a video tend to get more clicks versus straight static text links?
They absolutely do, and it really depends on it depends on the actual nature of the search, which is really interesting. And so, Gore, you're familiar with the concept of long-tail searches. These are highly defined searches that usually contain a lot of words. So, for example, one search might be buy new car, and another search might be buy Ford Mustang in San Diego. Here's the interesting thing. It seems that the longer searches, which are the more qualified traffic, the longer tail searches, when there is video on the page, the longer tail searches are the ones that go straight for the video. So, which is great for us, because if you think about it,
those are buyers.
Those are buyers. That's right. And as somebody who is very familiar yourself with paid traffic strategies, you're not spending traffic on search phrases like new car. You're not spending your money on that. You're spending the money on, you know, you're doing geo-targeting, day-parting, you're doing all kinds of very specific brands, makes, models, new, used, modifiers, dynamic keyword insertion. You are being very specific about that traffic, and as it turns out, the more specific the search is, the more specific the lead is, the more apt they are to engage in video because they are buyers and they want the best information. And we're all conditioned, you know. Moving media has been around for 100 years, and we're conditioned to accept moving media into our life with two purposes. Number one, as news, as an authority, right? The Fox New Movie Tone News was always played first in the theaters back even before there was sound, before you got to see the feature presentation. And what are the biggest companies now who have the biggest viewership on television, on broadcast television? It's news. We're accustomed to seeing news. And then we're accustomed to seeing entertainment. So it walks this really fabulous line. When you are entertained, you are completely disarmed. You're open to the experience. I mean, you sit down, you watch a feature film, you're ready to laugh, you're ready to cry, you're ready to get scared, you're ready to get angry, you're ready to have a good time, bad time. It's all emotional. And what do we know about the topic of emotion? It's what causes people to buy. Okay, so I'm going to sit down with this medium where I'm conditioned to receive emotion, but I'm also conditioned to see news, which is information from an authority. That's why this works so well, is because just the medium itself has been ingrained and implanted in our psyches to be important. So people go for it. Does that make sense?
No, that makes great sense. And what I've done is I've switched to a slide for the people who have not seen Andy's. These three videos were the pre-launch videos for his Video Boss program, Coaching Club, that just came out today. And what makes your launch unique, Andy, is that the way you did the videos, it really blew me away. Because, one, you were able to engage the prospect pretty much right to the end. I mean, when I compare your videos to other marketer videos and even my videos, there's no comparison. I mean, you obviously have this down to an art. I mean, you've studied the emotions, the, you know, how to engage the prospect, how to get a response out of the prospect. And I mean, I guess from a traffic point of view, and maybe at this point I'll probably start getting into the questions. Before I do that, just thought I'd let some people know that there is places to get free editing software. You can go to Camp Studio and get it from campstudio.org. Or you can get the 30-day free trial of Camtasia from techsmith.com, Camtasia. Just search it on the internet. But I guess let's go straight into the questions and answers, Andy. I mean, you've given us a bit of background about, you know, why you're using video, how it's engaging people. But for somebody who is just starting out, I mean, is video something that they should be using as far as traffic generation? And if it is, how would they start? Let's say they didn't have a product or service. And I guess one of the things that really interests me about video is this something that could be used with possibly with CPA offers to get better conversions?
Sure. All right, well, let's start with the first part of the question, which is, can somebody who's just starting out get traffic? And the answer is, of course, yes. And in fact, I would highly recommend this as one of the ways to start out to get traffic, because one of the great things about places that you will post your video in order to get viewers is they have baked-in analytics. So if you were ever to post something on YouTube, what's the first bit of feedback that you'll get? Number of views. And then you get a rating. And then you get comments. And then you can look and see what kind of geographic information occurs. So you can really drill down and figure out what about your audience is connecting with your video. Is it because of their moms or dads? Are they single? Are they in college? Are they older, younger? How much do they make? You know, how much time do they spend? Any of that geographic information is just stunningly awesome for a marketer. And make no mistake, if you're going to do this, you have to start calling yourself a marketer, because that way you get it ingrained in your psyche that that information is important to you. But actually, I need to skip ahead to your other question, which is, I don't have a product or service to sell. All right, and so ultimately, videos, just like web pages, have one goal. It is to cause one action. Whether or not we're going to ask somebody to opt into a list, whether or not we're going to ask somebody to get out their wallet, or we're going to ask somebody to take another action, like click on a link. And so I think you'd probably agree that if you were going to start out, you didn't have a product that you wanted to, that you are comfortable selling, you don't want to make a product, you should start out driving traffic for money, right? You're going to become a traffic driver for money. Mm-hmm. And that generally means that at some level you're an affiliate marketer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so from the very get-go, the first piece of advice I'll give you is that in order to drive traffic, the most intensely third searched term, right? Third searched term. And let me tell you what that means. So let's again go back to the concept of buying a Mercedes. All right? So if the first most searched term was Mercedes, the second most searched term would be buy Mercedes. The third is Mercedes review. All right? So in the universe of search behavior, and these are people actively trying to get something, right? The third most searched item or key phrase has the word review in it. So your job as an affiliate marketer is to discover an offer that you believe is timely, that you believe has a great deal of market interest, that pays out well. I mean, these are all standard, and again, we could probably talk about this part all night, about how to choose a market, but let's just presume that you can choose a market. After you've chosen that market, one of the best things that you can do to start getting traffic is be there when a potential prospect wants more information about that product. And so you construct reviews. And why are these so awesome and easy to do? Because essentially all you have to do is get to know the product, and it's the merchant's job to give you information in the form of features about the product. And your job is to communicate what those features mean in the form of advantages and benefits to somebody who's interested in that product, and you know that they're interested because they searched blank review. So if you're just starting out, my advice is, you know, if you identify whatever it is that you are going to be promoting, make your videos be reviews. You know, offer four or five different perspectives on a particular product and how it's going to affect the customer who buys it. And so the first big takeaway is, you want to make sure that your reviews are always about how the product is going to enhance that customer's life. What is this thing going to do for them? How is it going to make their life better? How is it going to make them happier? How is it going to make them more secure? How is it going to save them time? If you were to take that combination of, I'm going to review this product in context of how it's going to make your life better, those will make the most stunning and engaging reviews ever. And just so you know that I know that this is the right thing, dear listener, that is essentially a subset of the rules that I used for my pre-launch videos for Video Boss, which was essentially, this video is going to tell people how video is going to make their life better. And some of the first things I have to do is overcome objections. Most people think video is too expensive, too complicated, and takes too much time. All right, well, that's easy to overcome. And I know it's easy to overcome, so much so that I'm going to tell them, I'm going to show them, and then I'm going to give them the tools to do it. And so if you do the same thing, if you eliminate objections and tell them how that product is going to change their life, all you need is a little bit of a trickle of traffic, and then it gets forwarded, and then it gets moved to the next person. And here's the big takeaway. Here's the reason why starting with video is great, especially starting with YouTube-hosted videos. There are all of the fundamental components of search engine optimization which count for web pages, backlinks, title tags, you know, keywords. All of those things exist for YouTube videos to rank. But the other thing that YouTube keeps track of is something called customer engagement, number of views. So let's just say that you were going to concentrate on a single video, and you set yourself up a budget, I'm going to spend $50 to drive traffic to it. You concentrate on that one video, you take the script that you use to write that video, you post it as articles, right? Because you're going to write a script. You're not just going to get in there and say, hey, you know, this is, you know, you're going to write a script because you don't want to sound like an idiot. I don't want to sound like an idiot. I've been doing this for 18 years. I write a script. So you're going to take that script that you wrote to make your video, and you're going to post it all over the universe. You're going to post it to article submission directories. You're going to post it on your Facebook fan page. You're going to go to blogger.com, wordpress.org, Typepad, Squidoo, Posterist. You're going to go to the universe of social sites where you can host your material there and post your script there. Then you're going to go to all the bookmarking places like Fault, and you're going to go to Dig, and you're going to go to Technorati, and you're going to bookmark not only your video, but also you're going to bookmark your scripts. See, what you're starting to do is you're going to make this web of interconnectedness, and the search engine spiders are going to crawl through that web, they're going to land at your YouTube video, and then you take your little $50 budget, you drive cheap traffic to it. Whether it's AdWords or Bing, or you're doing CPA or PPV, or you get some banner ads, once the engagement starts to occur, that is another factor that takes over in ranking.
Okay, so let's
so
just
now you've got people watching it, and you've got links coming to it, and that's how you start to rank and get your traffic.
Ah, okay, so let's take an example here. I don't have a product or service. Let's say I come across, a CPA offer where people can apply for a free scholarship. Then what I would do is I would get something like, I could get a free tool like camstudio.org and record a video on, you know, telling people, hey, you don't have to have money to go to school. You can apply here, get a free scholarship. But the one thing that stands out, Andy, is that you clearly have a personality, okay? I mean, just 20 minutes into this conversation, I can clearly see people want to get the hell off my list and get onto your list because you know how to engage them. But not everybody has your personality, Andy. Some people are just freaking.
Well, let me ask, can I ask you a question about your list?
Sure.
Can I ask you a question about your subscribers and the people that are on this call?
Sure.
Are they down to earth?
Oh, yeah. Everybody is.
Okay. So if I called bullshit right now, that wouldn't offend too many people.
I don't think it would. I don't see anybody
okay.
writing
well,
any questions.
Well, I did, and so, yeah, nobody's left yet. Well, let me tell you something. You have a personality. You have a personality. And the entire universe of people have personalities. I happen to have an outrageous and overt personality. But guess what I'm doing? I'm teaching people how to make video. I'm teaching people this craft. And so at some level, it's in my best interest to have that personality. I also love this. You know, I was in line. I love movies, Gore. You know, in 1977, my father took me to see Star Wars. I was the second kid in line in Brighton, Michigan. And then I saved my lunch money and my allowance money and bought Super 8 cameras. You know, I make movies. I actually got suspended with five of my buddies because we cut school one day and got caught in the local cemetery because we were making a war movie, setting off firecrackers. This is what I do, man. You know, I've spent $150,000 on education. I'm passionate about video, and so it comes through my voice. But guess what? It doesn't require passion. What this requires in order to communicate with someone is essentially very, very specific things, three of them. Three things. This is about the humanity of human of personal interaction and interpersonal communication. First of all, it requires that you respect them, right? You have to, as you're reading your voiceover, you have to pretend that your best friend is the person that's receiving that communication from you right now. You're talking to your best friend. So A, you respect them. B, you like them, which means you think they're cool. I love my customers. They're cool. They're cool because they want to come hang out with me. They're cool because they think what I say is funny. They're cool because they want great things too, and they're prepared to work hard for it. I like that. I think that's awesome, and that's the kind of person I want to hang out with. You got to believe the same thing about the person that's about to watch your video. And then finally, you have to think that they're smart. You have to think that they're smart because they're searching for something that you believe in so much that you're going to take the hour or 3 hours to make a video to explain it to them. Well, they're so smart for deciding that they want to actually watch a video and get the lowdown skinny from you that they're going to take the time to watch this video. So if you believe that the person that is watching this thing is your buddy, that you respect them, that you like them, you think that they're cool, you'd hang out with them, and that they're smart, guess what happens? All of this performance anxiety, all of the things where you're like, I don't have much of a personality, great, that's good. It's not about personality, it's about authenticity. And by hearing and talking to me, I think you get a sense of who I am. And yes, sometimes I have to use loud-sounding words, and then my voice goes all over the place, and I get off, very passionate. But, some of my best friends, you've heard the dry wit comment. He's so dry, he's jumping up and down inside. That's the only way we can tell it. Well, but still, he's authentic. He's him. My buddy Tim, who was in the Navy for 20 years, Navy SEAL, Tim is like a very still, flat pond, but he's very deep. I mean, he's a SEAL. All right? This guy is a rock. But I feel, in having conversations with him, it's very easy for him and I to identify what's going on with each other at the moment. Well, it's because he's authentic. So my whole point when that exercise, smart, that you like them and that you respect them, is that that will cause you to not try to be anything that you're not. Well, follow what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying. So if I'm hearing you correctly, especially when it comes down to video marketing, at the end of the day, when you talk about the word authenticity, it's all about developing a relationship with your prospect.
Yes.
So in everything that you've done and everything that you teach, Andy, you got to be authentic. You got to develop a relationship. And in your experience, storytelling does that.
I think that hearing the sound of a human voice starts that process. I think that a human trying to communicate with you furthers that process. And then I think ultimately when it's time for you to tell a story, even if that story is, I just bought a brand new end table and let me tell you why. Let me tell you how. Let me tell you what about this end table that I love, hate, want more of, can't stand, am going to set on fire. Right? We're becoming, and I don't want to wax poetic here, I want to give some more actionable information, but we are becoming a much more lonely society. We go on Facebook, we thumbs up, thumbs down things, we make comments on blogs, we send people Twitters, we send emails, and it's an excuse, or at least it's a leverage for us to say, okay, well, I'm not a shut-in. And that's not true. Yeah. It's not true. And so, video is answering what is becoming less and less common, but still vitally needed in our society, which is human interactivity, and it creates trust. Whoa. And here's the deal, right? Trust, as much as I know, that trust is the highest factor when it comes to closing some sort of activity, lead, buy, click. It's higher than anything.
Well, especially in the IM world, the way things have been going in the IM world the last few years, the trust element is especially important now. Well, let me ask you this. Obviously, with the three pre-launch videos you did, and it looks like you've taken them down because the launch is live, but when you did those videos, Andy, the way you did it is, I could walk up to you, even if we didn't have this webinar, I could walk up to you at any live seminar further down the road, and I feel like I already know you.
Well, first of all, thank you. That's very cool of you to say. And I will tell you that in looking at like the 5,000 comments that people left on those videos, I saw that a lot. I saw, you know, hey, Andy, we've never met, but I've been watching your videos over the years, and I feel like I know you. Well, I think that that's so critical, right? I feel like I know you. They've taken the time to get to know you. They've judged your personality to be important enough for them to pay attention to. And, you know, this just gets back to that whole concept of trust, right?
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I think right now, like you say, the I am place, I am space, I mean, it's fraught with all kinds of drama and, you know, FTC and merchant account stuff, and, you know, people are becoming desensitized and they're sick of feeling like they're getting duped. Yeah, okay, I have an idea. How could I, you know, if you just sit down and ask yourself, if they could just know me and get to know me, they probably think that, you know, I have something valuable to offer them, whether it's free or it's paid. Well, how's the best way I can do that? It ain't sending them an email. I can tell you that. It's communicating with them. It's, you know, being somebody that they can relate to. And, mm-hmm. and Goer, I think, I apologize, I probably cut you off. You were going somewhere with this, and I just decided to jump in.
Well, I think you bring up some good points, and just from the feedback in the question box, I think people can appreciate some of the things you're saying about, because, I mean, all these different IM offers coming up, a lot of people are duped. We don't know what's real, what's not real. But kind of going back to the actionable steps here, let's say, for example, we got a free scholarship offer, and let's say I do create a video where I talk to someone, you know, if you're tight on money, this offer I came across, I filled it out, you know, gave me a guide on how to get free grants and scholarships. Now I'm developing a relationship, but you talked about a critical thing, and that was the actionable steps, such as bringing the links to the video using the power of social marketing. Could you maybe elaborate more on that, and how is it done?
Well, and in fact, you know, here's the thing. Let me elaborate on it. Let me give you some tips. But the fact of the matter is, I think you need to hear an analogy first. In the world of search engine optimization, there are really only about two or three things that count, and really only one. Mm-hmm. And that is your backlink. That is a link from one site to your site. A link is like a vote. And, you know, like I had pointed out in another video, the more votes you get, the more chance you have to win the election, or at least that's how it's supposed to work. And that's not me being glib or funny. That's the truth, because there are times, and fortunately, that one of those times is now, where you don't have to have the most amount of links or votes to win the election, and that's when you have a video that you're competing with, right? So it's like we're stealing the election.
Yeah.
And so my point is, like I said, you need to have multiple bits of content in order to make this work. Your first bit of content is your video itself, and your second bit of content is what you're going to use to create links that point to your, let's just say, YouTube video. And so when I was saying take that script that you've written, and a four-minute video is about a 600-word script, which is about the equivalent to a newsletter, right? An email newsletter or an article. You take that thing and you do the same sort of marketing with it that you might do if you were trying to get a traditional web page ranked. But instead of linking to a web page, you're linking to your video on YouTube. And, you know, like I pointed out, I've seen several examples, several cases where it was 1/100th the number of backlinks that caused something to actually occur positively in the actual search engines versus for a video versus a web page. So your job, in order to start driving traffic to this, is your first part of your job is to get the search engines to recognize it. Right? Mm-hmm. Second part of your job is to get people to engage and interact with it. Remember, that's really important. You need to get people to click and watch this video, and you need to get them to watch for more than 8 to 15 seconds. And one of the things that I taught in one of the promotional videos was you have to hook your customer. You have to get them to pay attention right away. And people struggle with this. They get very, very freaked out, you know. And then I start thinking, well, I got to be a great copywriter. And the fact is you don't. And I tell them this formula, and they don't believe it, so they don't do it, and they try something else, and then they go back and they do what I tell them to do, and they're like, I can't believe it. My viewer engagement stats tripled. So here's the little formula. at the very beginning of your video. Remember, we're trying to get people to watch. This is about getting traffic. We're not talking about closing the deal yet. We're not talking about selling the click. This is just getting engagement, because engagement will cause rankings to occur, and I'll give you an example in a second. In the first 8 to 15 seconds of your video, I want you to say, in this video, I'm going to show you, and then fill in the rest of the blank. All right, you do not want to start the video off with a pitch and say something along the lines of, the Beats by Dr. Dre headphones are such a revolutionary design. No, 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 no. This is story time. In this video, I'm going to show you how these Beats by Dr. Dre headphones can really change the way that you listen and appreciate music. And also, one of the things you got to be on the lookout for so you're not disappointed. I mean, it's two things, why it's good and why it's bad. In this video, I'm going to show you why it's good and why it's bad. And that's your hook. And that will triple your viewer engagement rates. So now, you've got people watching this video. You've got people watching, and maybe they're so interesting they leave you a comment or they rate it up. Now, this is sort of voodoo magic. It may not last forever, right? Just like anything in the search engines might not last forever. But let me just tell you a quick story about what happened. The third video in my series opened with a parody of Google's Super Bowl ad. You know, Google's Super Bowl ad was a student in Paris, where it's just a bunch of search terms into Google, basically illustrating that we can live our entire life by using Google. Isn't that a happy thought? Well, I knocked that off, meaning I made a parody of it. And it was about how an internet marketer gets started. You know, starts with, how do I ask my boss for a promotion? And then, you know, how do I make more money? And then, you know, how do I make money with a website? And what's internet marketing, PPC, SEO, affiliate marketing, social media marketing? Why isn't this working? And ended it with something that I thought was kind of funny, at least tongue-in-cheek. Well, here's what I did. And this should be a good takeaway for you. I wanted all of the people that had subscribed to see the Video Boss series, I wanted them to have context. I wanted them to understand why I made this knockoff. So what I did was I sent them to that Google Super Bowl ad, only I embedded that ad from YouTube on my site. So YouTube had the Google Super Bowl ad because YouTube is owned by Google. So I got the embed tag, put it on my website, thevideoboss.com, and sent a bunch of people to it. Guess what happened? They started watching it because I sent a bunch of people to it, right? Mm-hmm. They started watching it, and then all of a sudden, that page, out of nowhere, this page was made the same day that I started people watching it. It went from nowhere to ranking number 2 for the Video Boss in 44 minutes.
Why?
Because engagement is important.
To Google.
When Google detects that a piece of media is being engaged, it doesn't matter what site it's on. Google understands that so many different people and so many different IP addresses are watching this, it must be important. Therefore, it ought to be elevated in their search results so that more people can see it, because the wisdom of the crowds, which is essentially majority rules, the wisdom of the crowds has said this is important. So that connection between people watching, different people watching over and over again, more people watching, will actually, it's not about the property, it's about the media on the property. And at that point, that property was www.thevideoboss.com/Google ad. That property contained a piece of media that was getting engaged by people that I was sending to it, and therefore Google said, this is important, and elevated it. I had zero links to that. So there's a lot of different ways you can do this.
So you're
you can get links.
You're telling me that you got high search engine rankings using somebody else's media.
Somebody else's media, y'all.
So you don't even have to create anything. You could use a video that you think engages people that they would watch right to the end, stick it on your page.
Well, the key, let's be clear. It wasn't that the media was on the property. It was that the media that was on the property was getting watched. Mm. right? So I drove some traffic there. I seeded it, right? I started like the little pea at the top of the Snowy Mountain and rolled it until it got a little bit bigger, and then all of a sudden gravity took over. Mm-hmm. Now, let's be clear. This may be a loophole. This may be an error. I didn't do anything wrong. People have been embedding YouTube videos all over the place.
Yeah.
They've been trying to drive traffic to embedded YouTube videos all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't done anything any different, but what I got to see, what I got to witness was, if I could just throw a little bit of traffic at something, and how interesting that, and I haven't tested this yet, but what if it was because I threw traffic at something that was already popular?
Ah.
Huh. Interesting.
Something for the testing.
Remember, this is a two-part strategy here. Go get links.
Mm.
Go get them. Take your script, fire them out there. Search engines will crawl them. That will help. It's much easier to get ranked with a video than it is with a web page. Number two, get views. Get people to watch. Get them excited about it. And it seems that the search engines, and this is an update from Google called Google Caffeine, which is essentially when they jigger around with the mathematical formulas that dictate how things rank. It seems that their caffeine update has really, really placed a huge emphasis on media. So, Gower, is that good information? I mean, do you think your folks are like, hey, that's cool, is that usable?
No, I think it's great information because it kind of gives us a foundation that, okay, like here we have, you create a video, you throw it up, but before I get to the next step where you talk about bringing in the links, you've never said anything about hosting that video on your own website. You've always talked about throwing it up on a property like YouTube. Is that very important?
It is completely a strategic question that you can ask yourself. Right, so whatever's more important for you is the thing that you want to do. Now, if you know that you're going to be a prolific creator of things and build a channel and build followers, you host it on YouTube whether or not you embed it on your own site. But if you're going to ask them to take an action, you probably want to embed it on your own site. So case in point, let's say that I wanted to create an email marketing list, mm-hmm. right? Well, yeah. I'm not going to have them go to YouTube and be distracted by all the topics and related videos and, oh, hey, I'm at YouTube. Let's just see if I can't find another bulldog that can ride a surfboard because that makes me laugh. Okay, you don't want the distraction. You want to host it at YouTube because it's free. You
so
want
host it on your own site. Host it on YouTube.
But then you embed, right, you take something called an embed code, which
that.
Is essentially... Right, which is essentially YouTube then plays it back through their player on your site. Because then you can control the supporting elements on the page and direct them exactly where you want them to go.
Perfect.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, plus you save on your own bandwidth, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to see my Amazon S3 bill this month. Good Lord. I think I've served 400,000 videos.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're going to get a big
deal. Yeah. Bill. It's going to be good, baby.
So once we've taken those steps, all the free traffic starts to come in. Now what do we do? Like, I mean, from the links are coming
in. Well, that's
in.
Up to the messaging of your video. If you're an affiliate marketer and you're going to do a review, you know, look, and again, I apologize. This is probably my bad. My assumption is, and I know it's the right assumption, which is the people on this call know what a call to action is. And so at the end of every video, whether or not you are trying to move the free line and give them just great stuff, cool things, fun stuff, or you're trying to close them for a $1 million deal, doesn't matter. You always have to have a call to action. That's marketing 101. I didn't sell anything for 3 videos when I launched Video Boss, but I always told them, do something, tell me, talk to me, leave a comment.
Uh-huh.
It was always a call to action. And so your job is, at the end of your video, so these are the Beats by Dr. Dre headphones. I really like them. They've got some things, yada, yada, yada. But here's the best part is I identified a couple places online that you can go and get a great deal on these things. So if you just click on the link below, it will take you to a discounted place, and I got these 30% off retail. You know, you have your conversation with them. You give them a call to action. They click on your link. That's your affiliate tracking link, and that makes a sale. Now, it is the same essential performance and operation and execution no matter what you're doing, whether or not you want them to click on the link and add it to their cart, or enter your email and hit submit and you'll get this free report, you always have to have a call to action. So essentially what we're doing is we're taking something, an object, in this case video, which ranks better than words, is more persuasive than words, is easier to do than words, and we're replacing all of the other mechanisms on our page except the result of the call to action. The click of the link, the add to cart, the fill in the form, the leave a comment, whatever.
Theoretically,
that's how I think go ahead.
Well, theoretically, Eddie, you could even pull this off without a website, because if you think about it, let's say I did a video reviewing Video Boss and I stuck it up on YouTube. I could simply stick a redirect URL in the description and as my call to action at the end of the video, such as go to videobossexposed.com, and that's going straight to my affiliate ID. So I don't even need a website to do affiliate marketing with videos.
That's right. That's cool. You've got it.
That's
exactly right. Theoretically speaking, you don't necessarily have to have a website. What I'll tell you is that as a long-term strategy, wouldn't it be cool if people were hanging on your every word for the next review that you had?
Oh yeah.
You know, hey, I got this brand new Guitar Hero guitar. It's awesome. Let me tell you about it in my next review. Well, to do that, you really probably want to create a destination that these people will come to. They can interact with you. They can buy your stuff.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it becomes because you want to create your personality. Or instead of personality, let's call it this. Let's agree to call it this. It's the level of familiarity. Mm. Right? I mean, I want you to think about the last time you talked to a friend that just bought something that was really, really happy with their purchase. Right. Think about what they said to you. Oh, dude, it's awesome. This is the best car I've ever ridden. It rides like a cloud. It accelerates like a rocket ship. It's unbelievable, right? That's not necessarily out of the ordinary of a conversation, especially of a young male that just bought a nice car, right?
No, not at all.
Can I get a witness? Okay.
Oh, yeah, of course.
If you put that on a web page, what would that look like?
That look like an endorsement.
Dude, this is awesome. Faster than a rocket ship. Rides like a cloud. Hype. See, that's one of the great things about video and about human interaction is that people they don't dismiss hype when somebody is talking to them about it, but they will dismiss it if they see it and they're reading it and it's not coming from somebody that they're familiar with.
Because it doesn't look sincere.
So, well, that's right. You can just be excited. Yeah. You know, you ever ridden in a 500 horsepower Mercedes? There's not a lot that you have to be sincere about. You're freaked out how cool it is. So my point is very simple, is that one of the reasons why you eventually want to have a website, maybe a blog, which is real easy to manage, and you can do all kinds of cool things like have them voted up there, and it's got RSS feeds which get distributed, and there's trackbacks, which means other people are linking to it and you know about it, is just because you want to build a destination of familiarity so that people actually begin to anticipate what it is you're about to do.
Mm. No, that makes a lot of sense, man. This is great info, Andy. And I know that obviously there's no way in heck that we could manage to talk all about video and free traffic video strategies in a 1 hour period. But it's just like I said, it was coincidental. I was looking for somebody to talk about video marketing. It just happened that you came out with Video Boss just today. Now you opened it today. Do you want to tell people what you teach them?
Yeah, sure. Again, I said at the top of the call, I'm a lousy copywriter. I'm even worse at, being a on-stage pitch person. So if I fumble here, please accept my apology in advance. For 18 years, I've been doing video. And the thing that really just rocked my world and was remarkable to me is that people would not consider using video in their marketing arsenal because they're so afraid of the technology. And now, if you do anything for 18 years, the things that you do in order to execute your craft become automatic. They become like breathing. And so to me, doing video, things like bandwidth, bit rates, frame rates, progressive versus interlaced, MP4, FLV, all of those things that give people a headache, they're just statistics. They're specifications, meaning that there's usually one or two right answers. It's not like testing a headline, right? Well, okay, well, let's try this headline. Well, yeah, okay, that's my control. You know, MP4 with the H.264 codec is the best codec to use to make your videos. There, problem solved. And so, you know, when I started to make these videos back in 2006 for marketing purposes, people were just floored. They're like, hey, I don't, wow, it's so hard. I'm like, it's not really that hard. And I told them, I said, look, I hate being in front of the camera. You know, I'm in that awesome 40 is the new 30, not really kind of phase of my life. And, you know, I can't eat a pizza and not gain 5 pounds. I don't like being in front of the camera. So I went and looked at something called Microsoft PowerPoint in 2006. And I'm like, wow, you mean with 3 clicks I can make this thing fly around the screen and land and tell a story with it? And then I can pick up a $40 microphone from Target that's got the same condenser technology that I see in microphones that cost a couple of $100, and it's a digital signal? Ha! That's interesting. And so I did this thing, and it worked.
And
so,
I might add, Andy, you only showed up in person in just one of the 3 pre-launch videos. Is that correct?
That's right, the first one. And I was on screen for a minute and a half out of a total of about 22 minutes. So it wasn't me the whole time.
And you didn't show up in the remaining videos.
Which, not at all.
And still you got, 3,000 comments on your blog?
5,000.
5,000. Well, I mean, if you look at your whole Video Boss coaching program, Video Boss pre-launch, you used video to sell your video course.
And well, I would think that if I tried to hit them with a 54-page sales letter, they might say, quite understand. Why am I looking at a sales letter when he's trying? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, but with that being said, Andy, most people don't know this, but before we got on this webinar, 10 minutes before we got on this webinar, you have indicated to me you are sold out. You did sell out. The only reason why you're holding this open is because of this particular webinar.
Because of you.
Yeah, otherwise
yeah, so I've got, I use Skype. I've got, a developer who I communicate with on Skype, and he's basically sitting waiting for the webinar to end so that he can prep the work closed page. And so, yeah, I mean, look, this thing has exceeded expectations. It's only been open for about 5 hours. We're already at capacity. I'm getting about an additional client every 30 seconds. But you know what? You and I had an understanding that we would keep this thing open until a few minutes after we were done talking and educating. And so that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to get this webinar out, get people the free video traffic strategies, which you shared with us, which are, you know what, you could create a PowerPoint. You don't necessarily have to go behind a camera. Throw out a PowerPoint presentation, upload it to YouTube, and then use Web 2.0 links, drive traffic to that video, make sure you have a call to action, whether you're getting an opt-in, whether you want to go to a pre-sale page, whatever your call to action is in that video, and the free traffic will come. Now, Andy launched today, and I told him a couple of days ago that I knew this thing was going to sell out. I didn't think it would sell out in 4 hours. But he has agreed to keep it open for 20 minutes after this webinar. Just so you know, if you go through this link, you'll see my bonuses. I'm offering the $847 course, pay-per-view form, the 2.0, the CPA Quantum training course that we're going through right now. I'll also be conducting a free video to affiliate marketing webinar that'll teach you how to use video effectively with affiliate marketing, because I have been using video in affiliate marketing and it has been working well. Also, what I'm going to be doing is for the people who do order today, and Andy is going to close today, I'm also going to ship you a free Flip Mini camcorder, 2x Zoom and 60 minutes recording time, and I will ship it to you after the refund period has expired and all payments have been made. And I think it'll make a good addition to your video arsenal in getting into the game of creating videos. But before we end the webinar, I promised everybody in the email that I was going to randomly select somebody here, and I would ship them a JVC Mini Digital Camcorder. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to randomly select somebody in a minute here. And what I want you to do is I want that person, when I call out your name, to email me at goher@paperclickformula.com, and that way I can ship out your free camcorder. The winner is Linda Dallas. Linda Dallas. So if you can email me at goher at paperclickformula.com. That way I can get your shipping information, and I can ship that out to you. Just before we end the webinar, Andy, just want to take a couple of questions from the audience as far as any questions they might have about video marketing. Somebody's asking here, is Andy going to have this course available again, ongoing launches for when it's open again if you miss out? Also, does Andy have a website to opt in?
I don't know. And again, that's not trying to be scarcity. If you've watched my stuff, you know that that's just not the way that I roll. You know, I promise these people 9 weeks of my undivided attention, and I'm going to deliver that. And after that 9 weeks, I owe my wife, who I got married to in December 5th, a honeymoon.
Congratulations.
thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I also said that I would keep the community open for 6 months and help and support them because, you know what, technology changes. HTML5 is around the corner, which may obsolete Flash players, and you know, Adobe and Macromedia or Adobe is going to have issues. So it's not going to be before 10 weeks. Well, let's see, probably 2-week honeymoon, 11 weeks from now. And I very much doubt it'll be before 6 months. And that's as honest as I can get. I might take 20 or 30 extra people at some point to fill out the ranks of people who decide that it's not right for them. But I doubt that there's going to be another massive reopen like this launch was for, let's just say, but for 3 to 6 months.
Here's a great question.
And what was the other question?
Here's a great question. Oh, the other question was, does Andy have a website where people can opt in?
Yes. If you go to www.andyjenkinsblog.com, and that's just my like little blog that's the subtitle is Irreverence, Rebellion, and Interweb Marketing. Yeah, I might be irrelevant. You never know. I publish to it twice a week, two newsletters a week that are basically content-based newsletters. And so, you know, that'd be awesome if you want to come out and hang out.
Here's a great question here, Andy. I'm going to take Greg and John's question. I'm going to mash them together. Have you ever used videos for – sorry, Bob and Greg's question. Have you ever used videos for CPA offers or for eBay auctions?
You know, there's a person whom we all both know, and his name is Amish, and we – just started talking about intensifying some of the offers that he's used for his CPA offers, and it's worked out really well. He's closing in on 100,000 leads for a particular offer that he's working on, and it was a CPA offer. So the answer is yes. I mean, look, what would you normally do with a CPA offer? You either have to sell the click, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. or you have to sell the action. Mm-hmm. And absolutely being able to close higher because you have that personal interaction, that familiarity, and because you're communicating directly with somebody, it's going to have generally a much better effect. What I'll tell you is if you're doing CPA, you also know how to test offers. So here's the deal. The answer is, yes, it works. Does it work all the time? Probably not. Nothing works all the time. So what I'd do is I'd invest a whole day in creating a great PowerPoint presentation with a really, really authentic sounding communication with that customer, test out your ROI. The analytics are awesome. They come back real fast, and you'll see what you got.
I'm getting a ton of people asking, Andy, that the three pre-launch videos, are they gone forever?
They're going to be gone until I've got everything under control inside for my customers. And then what I have to do is I have to do something called evergreen them, because right now they start to talk about the product. And if I'm going to put them back out, I don't want to lead people, you know, down a false path or give them any kind of false sense that there's a launch on the other side of them. So customer first. So as soon as my customers are secure and everything's cool and the actual program is underway, I will spend a little bit of time, you know, chopping off the end and making them evergreen. So I would imagine a couple weeks, and they'll be back up.
Okay, let me see here. Somebody's asking that if they – Duke is asking if they get involved in the video – Boss course. Now, number one, I know that you have a 6 payment option, so you can actually get in for fairly cheap.
Yeah,
$300 something?
Yeah, it's less than $400. $388 for 6 months.
Okay, so say that again. Say that again, Andy.
I'm sorry. Yes, there are two options.
Yeah.
The first option is a payment plan, mm-hmm. and since the whole program, people are going to have access to the whole program for 6 months, I decided, you know what, the economy might be coming back, it's just not coming back fast enough, so I spread out the payments for 6 months. It's $388 for 6 months, or you can save 15% and pay the $19.97 up front. So those are the two payment options.
Now I'm going to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot here, Andy. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
You're obviously, everything that I've seen you do in the past, and obviously talking to you the last few days, and especially on this webinar, you come across as a sincere guy. Now, are you comfortable to say that if somebody goes through the Video Boss course over the course of the 6 months that you do the training, and they follow and put into place what you teach in the course, that they're on the road to building a sustainable monthly income?
So first of all, in acknowledgement of the Federal Trade Commission and all the legalese that my lawyers put me on there, your results may vary.
Mm.
But let me put it to you this way.
Yeah.
There's not a thing that you can ask me about video production and video marketing that I can't answer or tell you how to do better. Not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that have been doing internet marketing for a long time. There's nobody that's been doing internet marketing as long as I've been doing video. And that's the truth.
Okay.
And of all of the people, if you take a look back, I was the first one in 2006 to do a purely video launch. I was the first one in 2007 to do a high-end video launch. And now I've just done a video launch about video, and all of them have been in the top 10 launches of all time. I know how to market, and I know how to teach this stuff. So at the end of the day, and please forgive me if this sounds egotistical or maniacal, at the end of the day, we are in a place that pay-per-click was 4 years ago and search engines were 8 years ago, which is back 8 years ago, in order to rank for your search term, all you had to do was stuff the meta keyword tag with the search terms you wanted to rank for. And then back, you remember the heady days of Google Cache and direct linking to affiliate offers from PPC?
The good old days.
The good old days, right? Well, we are, again, at that crossroad in video. We are in the good old days of video. Right now, video is king.
Like,
right now, it is the single most effective form of online advertising, thus saith the New York Times. And everybody that is killing it right now is using video. So to get more direct about your question, if you do video and you market video, you will have results. In my opinion, my belief is that you will have results on the order of 2 times the results that you're having now. And that's just if you do something.
Yeah.
But if you get good at it, and I'm not talking about being good like super professional or glitzy, but you become proficient so you can crank it out. You understand how to write a script. You understand what's important to show. You understand that to reset the viewer's attention, you want to have something move every 35 seconds on the screen. You start to embed those rules until it becomes second nature, and then all of a sudden you're truly becoming a video marketer. And everybody that I know that has used video for marketing has multiplied their results.
So this is not just about this course is not just about creating videos. This is about creating videos and marketing them effectively, though.
There is a part of this course, module 4, called Traffic Boss. And I went out and I got the creme de la creme of video marketing, social media marketing, YouTube experts. And we got together to create this module. So I have Dan Thies and Leslie Rohde for video SEO and link getting, Don Crowther for social media. I've got Mike Koenigs for video distribution, and Paul Colligan for YouTube.
Now you got the crop,
Yeah, I've got a huge bench here. So, no, it's not just about how to create video. Like I said, once you know what that is, there are no variables.
Yeah.
It's about understanding how to drive this thing to success in the marketplace. So at the end of this, you're probably going to have an education in video marketing that you might have if you were to go out and get 4 separate courses on YouTube, social media, SEO, and link getting. Only this is all designed to facilitate rankings and traffic for video. Does that make sense? No, like I said, I'm not a great pitch guy.
No, it makes absolute sense. I don't want this to be a pitch. I just want people who are actually interested in using video to actually, because by far this is probably the best course when it comes to video marketing. But anyways,
cool.
I wanted to say, Andy, congratulations on an amazing launch that you did today. Thank you for taking the time, especially on launch day, to do this presentation for my readers. And if you could kindly just do me one favor before I end the webinar, it is 10:10 Eastern Standard Time. If you could just leave the card open until 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, just to get because there's people here who probably want to get through. I know you're desperate to close because you're well over capacity, because people want to implement this, because like you said, this is at the beginning of, let's say, SEO, beginning of PPC. This is the beginning of video marketing. This is going to put a lot of people over the top. So once again, Andy, thanks so much for the people on the webinar. Thanks for being here on short notice tonight. There will be the replay will be up tomorrow. Unfortunately, for the people who are watching the replay, Video Boss will be closed. So you guys are the lucky ones if you go through right now. And I will have it transcribed. I will have it placed on my blog at goherchaudhry.com. Go through the transcript. Go through the replay, because Andy does share nuggets of free information on how you can get use videos to get free traffic. So just keep an eye on your email. I'm going to snag another expert sooner on in a few weeks to talk about a different method of getting free traffic, so that we can all benefit from that. Thank you so much, Andy.
Thank you very much, Gore. And folks, it was really great talking with you. I hope you have a great night. And maybe we'll see you on the other side.
Yeah. Okay, good night, everybody.
All right, everyone.